Census Day was on the 7th of March, and everyone in the country on that day was legally required to fill out the form, with the main cut-off date this Wednesday, the 3rd of May. Now, census collectors would still be out working in communities to collect the forms and help people fill them in until the middle of this week. However, those in areas that have been impacted by Cyclone Gabrielle had until the 1st of June, and anyone who refused or supplied false information could be prosecuted, etc. Atawhai Tibble is our head Māori man at the Census organisation collecting the stats for Stats NZ. He's with us today. Atawhai, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on the show again. Māori ora.
Kia ora to you too.
Well, look, it seems to have dragged out much more than we would have expected, but we did not anticipate weather bombs of the sort that the nation is dealing with. So there have been some compromising impacts on the census collection. From a Māori perspective, just update us where we're at, please.
So we've been stubbornly at 6 out of 10 since the beginning of April. We really wanted to get up to 9 out of 10. I keep on saying to people, including my own whānau, who, you know, I've got nieces and nephews who struggle to, how would I say this nicely, they struggle to understand why uncle wants them to do the census. I think, you know, right now out there we have people who have never done it before in their lives and they don't know about it. And if they've heard about it, you know, can they be bothered because they've got other priorities? And then you've got a couple, you know, who are just staunchly anti-government, you know. And let's be honest, Dale, you know, in our community, that's a real thing. It's a real thing. It's a real kaupapa. So we think of the last three, because we're almost at 7 out of 10. So, you know, over this month, we've had a whole lot of events and a lot of papers come in. And, you know, we're really happy and just want to acknowledge all those whānau who have filled a form in for things that they don't really understand. We do all we can, Dale, you know, to explain to people the why. And sometimes, if I'm honest, you know, the why that we have in Wellington is not the same why or the relevant why for our whānau out there. So can I just encourage people to fill their census forms in, call us online, 0800-CENSUS, or go to census.govt.nz. You can find all the information there. And I think I might have explained it before in the past. I say this to my nieces and nephews. It's like at the marae, when my auntie used to ask me to count how many heads were coming onto the marae. And when I asked her why, she said, Atawhai, if I don't know how many people are coming on, I don't know how many people I need to feed and look after. And that's really what we do with the census information. We feed and we look after our nation, whether it be from education, how many schools we need, roading, where we need roads, you know, population's important, hospital beds, all of these things that make up a modern-day society. Census enables us to get the numbers, to do the planning, to make the right things for the right amount of people. So it's really fundamental. It's really important. And this includes kōranga kura, Parikura, Wānanga, all these things. Kapapa Māori, health services, you can't fund invisible whānau. That's what I tell my nieces and nephews, you can't fund invisible whānau. So, te kāwa whānau, please, fill in your census. If you need any more information, 0800-CENSUS, they'll be there to help you.
Tēnā koe, well, that's the messaging. What? And I appreciate your candid responses to the question lines too. There's a significant problem here then, isn't there? Yes, there was the cyclonic activity which hindered the collection of data. But what you're touching on here about a distrust of the government is a bigger kaupapa which might take some strategizing to try and work through. This seemingly might have even grown off the back of the demand to be vaccinated for COVID. I wonder if you can touch on this, because it's going to take some work going forward, not necessarily on this collection of data, but the next and subsequent collections. We're always going to have some people a bit anti-government, Māori. What are we to do here?
So, I mean, let me put it in context. 6 out of 10 Māori actually filled forms and no problems. We're going to get to 7 by the end of this week, I reckon. There is a challenge, and I think anybody who listens to our Māori, I mean, you know, you talk to great rangatira and spokespersons for te ao Māori who are challenging the government every day, or doing amazing things in the community by themselves, for themselves. So I think in te ao Māori we understand this and we know this deeply, yeah? But I do want to contextualise that. 6 out of 10, no problem. The challenge is obviously the last three, I call this the last mile in terms of, you know, how we get those people over the line. So, you know, JT, you know, we've had a few talks with them. We're actually going to work with Whānau Ora during May. And Whānau Ora are going to do a little bit more for us collecting in Auckland during the period of May. But, you know, JT reminded me that during COVID, one would argue a bigger crisis than the census. But, you know, people, for whatever reason, did not believe the information that was being provided publicly on TV, adverts on your show, no doubt, on social media about why you needed to get vaccinated. So a lot of distrust or just not too sure, you know, if the government is on the right kaupapa. You know, it would range from everything from totally don't believe you to, oh, I don't know about that. And I think it's just it's quite a big job, you know, to kind of beat this disinformation that's out there. And kind of encourage people and give them good examples about, you know, why this is a good thing. And I think you're absolutely right. This is not just a census kaupapa. This is a broader kaupapa. And I would hazard to guess, daily enough from what I read in the news and see online, this is an international kaupapa as well, eh? In terms of people just not believing in the things that maybe our mums and dads did, you know. I keep on thinking about Anzac Day. Our grandfather won a medal, a military cross, over in Italy there with the Māori Battalion. So that sense of kind of duty and kind of price of citizenship, that stuff was, you know, in us as kids because our dad and our nanny and Kura would talk about it. I don't know that stuff's there as much as it used to be, Dale, and I think that's all part and parcel of it. There's nothing wrong with questioning the system. We're very good at that as Māori. But, you know, we also have to remind people and encourage people that actually it's not just a big boogeyman. You know, we use this information to build schools, hospitals, all these services that we take for granted. And I think it's an ongoing education process that we all have to be involved in, anybody involved in public service.